I'm going to get a glass and see if it makes this beer better.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we talk about the original Netflix film Project Power. Available now streaming on Netflix, it stars Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and we enjoyed it.
We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-host, Nick Glover.
Hi, I'm Nick Glover.
And Tim Wick.
Hi, I'm Tim Wick.
And today we are talking about Project Power.
Project Power.
A new movie that came out on Netflix. I believe it's a Netflix original.
It is.
And it stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It stars Jamie Foxx and Dominique Fishback. And it's fucking, I thought it was pretty cool.
I had no idea it was coming out.
I hadn't heard of it.
Until you were like, you should watch this so we can do an episode about it. I'm like, really? What the fuck is this? And then I watched the trailer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, shit. All right. Yeah.
Nick heard about it.
Yeah, I heard about it like a couple of weeks or a month before it came out. I saw a trailer and I was like, yeah, that looks maybe okay. But I was expecting another Bright.
Now, before we get into why he was expecting another Bright and how his decision and his thoughts were subverted, we're going to spoil the shit out of Project Power. I would say that if you have any interest in watching it, go watch it. It's short, and then come back and listen to us, because I think that it's got enough little bits that make it interesting. So
yeah, it's yeah. If you have Netflix, you're not paying anything more for it. Go watch it.
All right. So what about Bright were you expecting that you didn't get?
So, we did an episode about Bright. Bright was the Netflix original that was kind of a sort of racist orcs movie. Modern fantasy. Yeah, Will Smith. Fairy lives don't matter jokes and shit like that. It was a real rough piece of shit. Really good premise. And this looked like, oh boy, like, it was like, we're dealing superpowers like drugs. And I was like, oh, fuck. Is this going to be like the same kind of like urban exploitation?
Like Bright meets
superhero
Limitless
movie? Right. Like if Bright is to fantasy, I worried that this was the same but to superhero genre.
Yeah,
and it's interesting that when I was looking into this, I did find out that the person who produced this, the executive producer, is the executive producer from Bright.
Huh. Maybe that's just someone who produces Netflix.
Right,
originals.
Exactly. Yeah. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. But
yeah, executive producers don't do much besides write checks.
This felt like it had maybe more black people involved in the creation of the movie, and so it didn't feel so exploitive to me. Like, I feel like, right. It wasn't like the dehumanization of humans by saying that, like, look, the orcs are like them. Like, it was,
I will say, okay, so just a point that I thought was weird and kind of pulled me out of the movie was when, like, Artful Dodger character, Robin. the young woman is she's talking about how she has to deal drugs because she needs money because her mom's sick.
Right.
And it's like, I gotta get this suit. My mom is so sick and like I gotta take it home to her. And her mom's like all weak and like, baby, are you home? You know, like, oh, I got the suit, mom. And then it's like she has diabetes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not trying to make light of diabetes, but like, it was not what I expected her to have.
I thought cancer, or maybe some
new kind of disease, like, or just something like, right. I don't know, MS, or like just something more.
Non-specified.
Well, especially when she's like asking her mom, you know, how is it today?
And how is it today? It's a seven and a half.
It's like, when they later said she had diabetes, I'm like, is that her blood sugar? Is that like numbness in her toes? What does that mean?
Like the pain from her feet because her feet are like. I was trying to think of what it could be.
I couldn't figure that out either.
Like
I
thought that devil, like in that Defending the Devil movie, when his wife coughed because she had brain cancer.
Yeah, yes, right.
Yes, yeah. That was that was, I admit, a moment that I was kind of like, they don't know like literally anything about diabetes, do they?
Maybe in the future there's no insulin, and so she's like dying real hard.
Oh, she's.
I did notice that the writer of this was one of the writers for the Batman, the Robert Pattinson Batman movie that's coming out next year.
So maybe
it doesn't make me more or less interested in seeing the Batman. Mm-hmm. Just the same, but
yeah, I thought this movie was going to be more of a buddy cop kind of movie. So that
interesting.
That threw me a little bit. I mean, it still is in its own kind of way near the end, but
yeah.
But
when you said in your message back to me, what, a buddy cop movie that blah 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 with Jamie Foxx, and you know, I was like, I'm not going to correct him because that kind of I want to see where this goes. But yeah.
It didn't go there.
No,
it's fine. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, it's a Miami Vice movie with superpowers a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jamie Foxx plays Newt.
No,
he's not Newt.
Oh no. Newt is the, that's right. Newt is Machine Gun Kelly.
He's the major.
It's Frank and he's the major. Right. So Jamie Foxx is the major and Joseph Gordon-Levitt is Frank, the cop. The cop who's hooked on drugs, but he's actually got a heart of gold.
The indestructible cop.
Yeah. Oh, we should. Yeah. So, Project Powers are the pill that they take, the drug they take
power.
To get their superpowers, which is just called Power, which, you know, very imaginative.
What a PR term. Yeah.
Yeah. But everyone has something inside them that's a superpower, and it can be unlocked when you take this drug, but you don't know what yours is. But you have just one. You just have,
and it
you
will
have
only
one.
Last, and every time you take it, it only lasts 5 minutes.
It lasts exactly 5 minutes.
And your power could be something like you have control over the temperature around you.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you don't have full control over your power. So when it kicks in, you freeze to death
or burn
and
up.
Shatter or burn.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Your power might be that you explode.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's incompatible with your DNA or whatever it is.
Yeah,
like something's, yeah.
So there's risk involved with taking it.
My favorite part about this is I love movie drugs because in movies, drugs are like so predictable. And it's like they're literally setting their stopwatches when they take this pill.
Several people do it.
It lasts 5 minutes from the second you put it in your mouth, you swallow it. Instantly starts working.
Right.
That's how drugs work.
Yeah.
And then also 5 exact minutes down to the second. Like if it goes beep 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 beep, your power is over. There is no. It's just like
so.
That.
If your power is invulnerability and somebody shoots you at 4:59, you're fine.
If drugs wore off like that. Like not only recreational drugs would be very weird to do, but like medicine would be very hard to manage.
Tell you one thing, people would have a lot fewer DUIs. Like, I just feel like if all of a sudden they were just sober, it'd be like, dope, I'm going to drive home.
Yeah, I'm just going to set my watch for 20 minutes, and at 20 minutes, my blood,
don't worry, I got
blood alcohol is below 0.1.
And maybe it's because like they clearly show the pills are electronic.
Yeah, they appear to be nanobots
It's
or
not
something.
Just chemicals. There is some electromechanical component to it, but they
they're
also
like glass ampules full of electricity.
Yeah. But they also say in a few different ways, in no specified way, that there's something to do with animal DNA happening.
Yeah, there's
here.
DNA in there
because sometimes some people's powers are tied to an animal,
but
not everyone. Because sometimes you just make plasma and blow things up or start on fire.
That whole
but
thing
sometimes
you did around the frogs with the spikes.
Yeah, sometimes you're a
spike frog
guy.
And like, this guy's got the ability to see really well in the night, like a big cat. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
the animal thing. I forgot about that part.
Or,
that was
or
really stupid.
Jamie Foxx can basically make water do weird shit or something. I don't know. He's a badass
like
shrimp. He's a badass shrimp. That's what he is. He's
right.
a badass
the
shrimp.
Mantis, the mantis shrimp.
The mantis shrimp. He can cause concussive blasts that are so fast that they generate plasma and like atomize things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So rip your skin from your bones.
I like the guy who has got the shitty power where his elbows just break out into like bone spurs that look miserable.
Oh, screaming. What about that Reed Richards motherfucker who is doing the like rubber man jujitsu
stuff?
That was cool.
That was
the
really
guy's
cool.
Power seemed to be that his joints could all bend in either direction and he could dislocate at will.
Weird.
So there's this cool fight with him and I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
Where he's like wrapping around him like Reed
in
Richards
crazy
style.
Ways, yeah.
I thought that was great.
It was a really good movie for like dumb fun action.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean,
even though the drug bit was dumb, the thing that's kind of cool about it is there's a time limit, right?
If you can stay alive
against this superpower for 5 minutes, then they're just a normal dude.
Yep. It was also like there was some good, there's a thing in certain movies where like all the different seemingly disparate characters, their threads get drawn together, and then that's where and then they go from there. There was a lot of that. Like Frank knows Robin because, you know, he and Robin see each other on the street.
Yeah.
And like Robin knows the major because the major is trying to bust down her supplier. And like Frank knows Robin's mom, but Robin doesn't know that he knows your mom because he goes over. Like, so there's all these little interactions that when they came together at the end made for a satisfying moments here and there,
There was a neat little, so Joseph Gordon-Levitt played like Dick Grayson. He played Robin in the final Christopher Nolan Batman movie. Mm-hmm. But then his sort of street kid sidekick-ish type person is named Robin.
Yeah.
In this, but it's not clear if she's like the major's Robin or, mm-hmm. you know, the cop Robin, but I just thought it was interesting that it was like, you know, the scrappy kid on the motorcycle named Robin. It was like, ah, dope. That's kind of a, like they kind of hit like a good trope there.
And Jamie Foxx's character is a little bit of the Batman. He's got a
vigilante,
little bit of Batman in him. Yeah. He's because that's where it didn't quite, that's where I misidentified what the movie was going to be about, because in the trailers, it looks more like Jamie Foxx's character is another cop, and he's not. He's just a dude on the run from the government or the agents of the government, and trying to get his daughter back.
According to Wikipedia, his character's name is Art.
Yes, but I like calling him the Major.
They call him Major.
We forgot the whole thing about how they kidnapped his daughter who has actual powers.
Well,
or powers she inherited because he had a lot of power.
So he was in a government test program to give people powers. And somehow that changed his DNA in a way that let his daughter have the power to heal people.
Yeah.
But also her DNA is used to give people powers somehow.
Yeah. Yeah,
but also the pill is electronic. I don't know.
Magic.
Don't think about it too hard.
Don't think about it.
Yeah, really, you don't want to think about the science of this movie because they don't. Yeah. They didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it. They were like, "Wouldn't it be cool if a pill could do this?"
Like,
I think that's what happened.
In the Marvel universe, like mutants are caused by the X gene, yet also regular people can take mutant growth hormone or MGH to get powers sometimes, and it's sold as a street drug.
Yeah,
but wait. How can they have a mutant growth hormone if they're – never mind. The X gene, I don't know, man. It doesn't – it's fucking comic book logic. Like,
Totally.
Yeah.
I will say this movie did a couple of things really well that I liked that did some flashback incorporation. There were some times when Art, the major, was talking to Robin and she turned into his daughter.
Yeah.
And then – like you could keep, this is before we knew what had happened. You could just hear. So you're just like, oh, something bad happened with a young woman. I'm guessing is maybe his daughter or something. Right.
Yeah.
And like, they also did a thing with Robin where she was in class and her teacher is like, oh, you're going to be a rapper. Well, let's hear it then. Let's hear it. Let's rap. Mm-hmm. And she like gets up and just spits like really clever bars. And as you watch it, you're like, oh fuck. Yeah. And then it just snaps to her having done none of that. That was all just a very quick fantasy. It was really good. Like it was, they did that really well. And I think that the director did a good job And obviously the editing was really good too. I think the Netflix originals are always high quality movies in the sense that like the film making is good. The sound is good. You know, the sets are good. It's usually that. Like at least you know and you're going to watch something where you're not just
And the casting is good. I mean, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is he's a good actor. I like him a lot.
This made me want to watch Brick.
Yeah, he's just pretty solid in everything really.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx is kind of the same. Jamie Foxx kicks ass.
Oscar winner Jamie Foxx.
So you know, you start with those two leading off your as your lead hitters kind of and the whole thing is it's not going to, I mean, it can still be a shitty movie, but they're not going to be shitty in it.
Right. Like, I think if I was going to criticize the movie for anything, it's that it's like incredibly shallow, but it's a fucking comic book movie, man. Like, I'm not necessarily expecting, like, they could have really dove into the themes that they kind of glance at about, you know, injustice and,
yeah.
You know, drugs and everything.
Yeah, I mean,
and
Robin talks about the fact that she's dealing because her mom's sick and she's she doesn't have health insurance.
Her mom's super
Her mom's super diabetic.
She needs to take those tablets which help her diabetes.
Right.
Help get her from
it could be metformin. Sure.
Yeah, it helps get her from a 7.5 down to a 5. Whatever that means.
You know, if you're looking at a Netflix original about a pill that gives people power for 5 minutes and you're looking for depth, I think you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
If you manage your expectations, it's a solid like B plus.
Yeah. If you think it's going to be amazing. I mean, it's not
it's a solid popcorn film. It's a solid kind of, like I say, kind of a Miami Vice police procedural kind of movie with a few twists that are going ways that you don't expect. And that's good enough for me sometimes. You know,
there's a crime syndicate. There's cops on the take. There's systemic racism at play. Uh-huh. There's
a secret government conspiracy.
There's the gap between the wealthy and the poor.
And plus they got that rapper that Eminem killed.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that rapper that Eminem completely murdered. by request.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So other than that, like, I'm trying to think, there wasn't really anything that I didn't like about it. I mean, there were things where I laughed, obviously, because they wanted me to. Like, there were things I laughed at. But also, not that I can remember, there wasn't any homophobia, transphobia, there wasn't any sexism. That I remember, there wasn't any like you're just a girl kind of stuff or state.
Cast diversity was pretty good.
Yep, yeah. Cast diversity was good.
The two leads are a white dude and a black dude, and then you've got Robin, who's a young black woman. The bad guys, there's a lot of white guys, but there were also some Hispanic guys, and so I mean,
it seems like
All in all, like there weren't any parts where I was like, man, I want to turn this off, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
Can't say the same for Beverly Loughlin.
Jesus.
There's a movie called An Evening with Beverly Loughlin on Netflix
it's on Hulu,
is it?
No, maybe it's Netflix.
I think it's a Netflix original.
It doesn't matter where it is because you shouldn't watch it.
It is rough. It is a movie that is weird and bad. At the same time,
it's not good surreal. It's boring surreal.
Yeah.
I hate that kind of surreal. Yeah. Where you're like, this isn't going anywhere, and it's not going to get there for a really long time.
Yeah. Speaking of actor, I just extolled the virtues of a Netflix original.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Hulu. It is. Uh-huh. All right. Well, so that's Project Power. Obviously, we all kind of liked it and thought it was fine. If you disagree or agree in a different direction, like you think it's your favorite movie ever, by all means, let us know on the Facebook comments. But we got five questions.
Hey,
five questions.
We have five questions from friend of the show, Bob Alberti.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a friend of the show.
He sent us five questions. His five questions are pretty... They're just pretty. They require no preamble.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Dive in.
Yeah.
Question one. What's something interesting that you've recently learned? Give me an interesting fact, everybody. What's something interesting that you've recently learned?
I recently learned that if you find a grove of aspen trees, they are all the same tree.
Clones.
They're literally the same tree. They have this. They're like the largest biomass or the second largest biomass on the planet. There's some underwater creature that's bigger, but like their root system is all interconnected, and that's every cool. one of those trees is the same tree.
I learned that if you are applying a tourniquet to someone, or if you have a tourniquet in like a first aid kit or something, you should keep a Sharpie with it, because when you apply a tourniquet to someone, you should write on them or on the tourniquet the time at which the tourniquet was applied so that they know how to treat the person to recover the blood flow in a way that doesn't make them cause the loss of a limb.
That's really smart. That's pretty cool.
So just in case you're going to be applying a tourniquet.
Hey, it's entirely possible.
If you have a tourniquet in your first aid kit, you might as well stick a Sharpie in there too.
Shit's getting crazy out there.
Yeah, right?
Something interesting I've recently learned. I learned that there is such a thing as too many blueberries in a blueberry muffin because the muffin will lose its ability to be a muffin. The structural integrity.
Sure.
If you have too many blueberries in there, as I discovered with one of my muffins today, it just sort of falls apart into a like blueberry muffin bonanza.
Tastes good though.
It was still tasty, but I don't think it qualified as a muffin.
Kind of like a blueberry muffin salad.
Yeah, a deconstructed blueberry muffin.
Like a crumble, almost.
Chef, I prepared blueberry muffin one way. It's deconstructed. You eat this with a spoon. Thank you. All right, question two. What's something terrible that you've recently learned? Something terrible that you've recently learned.
Oh, what to choose from.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
That we passed the 6 million case mark. I think today, September 1st, or it was yesterday, August 31st. This is the day we're recording, obviously. Mm-hmm. 6 million cases in the United States.
That's pretty terrible.
Yep. So that's my terrible thing. I can continue with more COVID terribleness while think if you want.
That's
more than 1,000 people a day are dying.
I need this kind of pressure, man.
Because you haven't thought of something every time you can't think of something else.
I'm just saying, there's so much to choose from that it's so overwhelming. It's having all the world's options at your fingertips because it's the whole fucking world right now.
If you can't think of anything, we can move on. It's okay.
I can think of something. I'm just trying to narrow it down.
Pick one. Anyone. The first one that comes to mind.
You go, Nick.
Okay. I learned that I'll pick something super petty. I learned that the process by which they treat and like reseal asphalt, like a road, involves covering it in tiny sharp rocks.
Oh, chip
really,
sealing.
The chip sealing, it really like hurts your fingers and makes all the cars that drive around you sound like they're driving recklessly as they kind of slide around in the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's generally unpleasant but fairly benign.
Fair enough.
Terrible nonetheless.
I learned that in Wall, South Dakota, there's an actual Trump store.
Ew.
With a storefront that sells all sorts of shit. And that there is a flag, sort of like the Blue Lives Matter flag for Trump, that is the same as the Blue Lives Matter flag, except instead of a blue stripe, it's got a red stripe.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah.
Is this like an authorized store? Like, is this a licensed Trump store? Or is it just some guy who's like, I'm going to sell Trump shit and make some money?
I mean, it was a fucking storefront. It didn't have like a hardware sign up front. It had a flag hanging up front. But
how good would you think that the insurance is on a place like that if it like burned to the ground or something? Hypothetically.
I don't know. Probably not great. Okay.
All right.
It's South Dakota, so you probably could get away with shit like that and nobody would even notice.
Somebody could.
I don't endorse those
question
ideas.
Three.
Hey, what's the next one?
Question three. What's something that you've learned or experienced recently that made you laugh? I I watched the video that some guys made for Wet Ass Pussy. That is absolutely goddamn the best dancing I've seen. Mac Daddy with two Y's is one of the lead choreographers and dancers. And there's a bunch of other very talented people involved. And we will get a link in the show notes because you got to watch it. It is the hottest goddamn thing.
Yeah. I saw a meme today that I absolutely loved. And I'm going to describe it for you because it's such a great meme to describe.
Please do.
So it's three hands shaking. And the first hand is people who study ancient Greece and Rome. The second hand is people who study Norse culture. And the third hand is people who study military history, but aren't like weird about it. And where the three hands meet in the middle is, please, for the love of God, don't think I'm some sort of asshole white supremacist. Because asshole white supremacists have kind of taken over those three.
Yeah.
They hobbies have. A bit, yeah. I was like, I know a lot of people that fit into two or all three of those pieces of that Venn diagram.
Very quickly, I will tell this story that we went to Yellowstone about a week ago. We've been to Yellowstone before, and there's like the largest bison herd in the United States is in Yellowstone. And the last time we went, we determined that there are two kinds of bison in Yellowstone. One is field bison. Those are bison you see standing in a field. And one is road bison. Those are the bison that walk on the road and block traffic because they're bison and they have zero fucks to give. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all this comes down to the fact that we were in a shop in Yellowstone and they sold like some local beers and they had a beer called Roadblock beer, and the picture on the beer is a picture of a bison standing in the middle of a road. Nice. So we're like, we're not the only people who have identified the difference between bison.
That's great.
So anyway, that was hilarious to me. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I should make it clear. I wasn't laughing at the incredibly sexy dancing in the video. The incredibly sexy dancing in the video is so hot that it made me laugh.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Like something so hot, you're like, oh my God. Fuck me. Took that full in the face.
Yeah. 100%.
All right. Question four. What's something you would like to forget?
That Donald Trump was elected in 2016.
So, but nothing has changed, Tim. You would just forget that happened.
Yeah, you're right. Then I'd remember.
You would just be so confused as to why.
I'd remember. I'd be like, what the fuck? Like,
what's wrong that didn't with happen. Everything?
How did this all go wrong?
Why is everyone letting everyone be racist?
Yeah. So I would pick, like, I have like a small handful of memories that are just like a time when I was a dick to someone who like isn't in my life at all and doesn't matter at all one bit. But every once in a while, I think of the time when I was kind of a dick to them and just like beat myself up about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I would like to forget one of those, just like not any specific one, but just forget one of those. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
There's some stupid shit that I did when I was a kid that it's like I was a kid. But yeah, they come up in my brain and I'm like, oh, I can't believe I fucking did that.
Yeah.
I'd rather I didn't remember that.
Right.
Yeah. I have such bad body dysmorphia about a very specific, like 6-inch by 3-inch region of my body. It's just my stomach. I would like to forget that I have a stomach. I want to look down there and just like my eyes just glow, like just go past it. Like I'm hypnotized. That'd like I don't even see it. Just don't even see it. It's not that I can't experience it or I freak out.
It's the SEP field from Hitchhiker's Guide. Exactly. Someone else's problem.
Yep. It just, when I look at my body, that just area, I just can't even see it. That would be great. I would just like to forget that I even care about that part of my body. Word. Because my God, am I tired of it. All right. Tim, did you say, did I already forget?
It's kind of an agreement with Nick. But
okay.
Yeah.
Just stupid shit you did
a meaningless,
kid.
Unpleasant memory that I hold on to for no reason. Feel bad.
It's useless guilt over something I can't change. And
Yep. I get that. Stomach thing's worse for me. So
I get it.
I pissed my pants in front of everyone in fourth grade, but I'll remember that every day if I can get rid of the other thing.
It's fair.
All right. Question five. How has something you learned changed you? I mean, obviously everything we learn changes us in some way, right? But I know. I'm going to say when I took American Sign Language, learning ASL changed me dramatically in the way that I tried to be very cognizant of my facial motions, my body language, like, and it actually made me a better performer, I think, because it made me more conscious of all the different ways in which you can tell somebody something, right? And how your gestures can really be impactful if you use them right.
Sure.
So maybe not a better performer, but a better public speaker, I think. And I need to go back and I want to take some, I want to do language tutorial for that, but that's not really something you can do through Rosetta Stone. So it's a little trickier.
Fair enough.
It's, yeah. Something I learned just like happened upon in my, I want to say like maybe early 20s, mm-hmm. was that like other people, just like random other people out in the world, probably think about you and care about you about as much as you think about and care about those other random people, which is to say that like everyone kind of has their own shit going on at all times, and yeah. like no one really gives a fuck about you.
Yeah.
And how that's actually like really liberating.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I could have been walking around like with my shirt untucked wrong or something weird.
Mustard stain.
And like, I'm thinking about that and that's bothering me. And like literally nobody else around me is getting a fuck. Like yeah. no one else is even noticing any of it.
People don't give a fuck about you the way you think they do. And for some people that makes them sad, but if you can get your brain wrapped around it, it can be freeing.
No, it's great. You are probably more anonymous than you think you are in some ways.
Yeah. One of the things that I learned in college was my teacher. It was one of my theater teachers when we were doing presentations in a class running an meter. Like anytime we said or anything like that, when you got done with the presentation, you'd be like, well, that was good. Your content was good. You said 15 times in that 10-minute presentation. You'd be like, fuck. And so that stuck with me, and it really has helped me in terms of being a public speaker and even in conversations with people, I always have that meter running, and you just can sound a little bit more convincing and a little more with it if you find different ways to take that pause that you normally fill with
just pause
as it doesn't sound the same as saying or ah, where it makes it super clear you don't know what you're going to say next, instead of just silence that doesn't say the same thing. That silence could be deliberate. So anyway, that was a really important thing for me to learn, and it's made a big difference in my life.
Those were five questions from friend of the show, Bob Alberti.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much, Bob. If you want to send us your five questions, which we would love, send them to 5questions@geekswithoutgod.com. If you are a Patreon supporter, put that in the subject line and you get bumped to the Patreon queue, which right now I think is zero people.
I think we only have two or three in the non-Patreon queue.
It's true.
If you want your questions to be anonymous, we can do that. You don't have to read your name.
If you want
us to say something funny, you just say that is your name, and we'll have to say that when we ask your questions. That's the rules.
Yep. You can also ask us five questions that seem very similar. They don't have to have anything to do with each other. Like, don't worry about it, man. Yeah. Just go for it, friends. We would love to hear your questions. Also, if you want to support us on Patreon, we are at patreon.com/geekswithoutgod.
It's true.
Or something like that.
That's right.
And go there and you can get access to recordings like this a little bit early. Thank you so much for listening to our topic of Project Power.
Project Power.
Power. No, real quick, last thing here, guys. What power do you think would be unlocked by the pill? What power does the pill unlock in you? Oh. What would you be hoping for? Because for me, I know I would like super speed. I love running. So
I was just going to say that too. I was going to say super
speed. Fuck my nuts, Wick. I get super speed. I suppose we can both have it.
Shit.
And we have to race and I will win.
I get a, an articulate and very long and accurate, like a frog tongue.
Oh.
Like I could
like a prehensile tongue.
Grab something across the room and pull it back and be like, I got the remote.
Nice. Yeah.
But like, it kind of sucks though, because like that shit's in my mouth.
Yeah, that's going to be
it's
rough.
It's touching thing. It's bad corona power.
Yeah,
real
we can't
bad.
Have people over.
Real bad
yeah.
corona
oh,
power.
Oh man, that's yeah. a really bad
Tim, what about you?
How about I would like super invulnerability.
Nice.
Because in COVID times, I could just take that and like go into a restaurant and just eat.
Oh, so you want medical invulnerability?
Yeah, like
not you don't want like Luke Cage, because like if Luke Cage got COVID, they couldn't save him.
Yeah,
so,
it's
like,
true.
You
they
want
could still intubate him?
They could intubate him, but they couldn't give him any like yeah. No. Anyway,
yeah.
So you want medical invulnerability?
Medical invulnerability.
All
yeah.
right, all right. So be it. All right, thanks everyone. We've been Geeks Without God. We will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
If I could have any superpower for 5 minutes, it would be to slow down time, so it would feel like 10 minutes.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
Geeks without God.
Pop them five at a time, and then you die because you OD'd on power.
I like-